After 2 days of intensive diplomacy at the United Nations, Bush administration officials acknowledge much needs to be done if the United States is going to obtain meaningful assistance from other countries in post-war Iraq. This year's UN General Assembly session has been dominated by the Iraq issue. Many leaders used the meeting to criticize the U.S. decision to go to war in Iraq without explicit authorization from the Security Council. NPR's Vicki O'Hara's in New York. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
The Bush administration has taken quite a few punches at the General Assembly so far, starting with one from the UN Secretary General Kofi Annan.
That's true. Kofi Annan left absolutely no doubt about how he feels about U.S. unilateralism and its policy of preemptive strikes. In his opening report to the General Assembly on Tuesday, Annan talked about the dangers of countries going it alone to counter perceived threats or taking action with ad hoc coalitions. But he was just the first of many speakers to make that point. Some of the toughest language came from French President Jacques Chirac. That was predictable, given France's very vocal opposition to the war in Iraq. But even Vicente Fox, the president of Mexico, who at one time seemed to have quite a rapport with President Bush, had some pretty stinging criticism, so it's been a tough week for the administration.
The president went to New York to solicit contributions to the stabilization effort in Iraq. Has he had any success?
Well, as you know, the United States is trying to get a UN Security Council resolution that would encourage contributions. And despite all of the criticism of the past 2 days, there do seem to be some signs of progress. Yesterday, President Bush and the German Chancellor, Gerhard Schroeder, sat down and talked for the first time in over a year. And afterward, they sat in front of the microphones and cameras and said they'd agreed to put aside their differences and work together on Iraq. That was a pretty important moment because Schroeder, like Chirac, has been so outspoken against the war. And on the floor of the General Assembly, Schroeder said that Germany, like the rest of the world, simply can't afford to let the stabilization of Iraq fail. But Germany still has no plans to contribute any troops.
Well, Germany, along with France and Russia, old Europe, if you will, has been demanding changes in the text of a resolution drafted by the United States. Where does that stand?
The sticking points are the mechanism and timing of some sort of transfer of power from the occupation to an Iraqi government. France is the most adamant in demanding a speedy handover of authority. But this week, Chirac's actually sounded a bit more conciliatory. He said he understood that the transfer could not be immediate, but he said there had to be some sort of symbolic gesture of handing over sovereignty to make it clear that the process had actually started. U.S. officials say that all of the 15 Security Council members seem to understand that this is going to be a gradual process.
Will the U.S. get its resolution?
Well, last night in a briefing for State Department reporters, a senior official said that there will be a resolution. No one's threatening a veto, even of the text as it now stands. But the United States wants a resolution that won't just get through the Security Council, but will actually achieve results.
Anyone offering any troops or money this week?
No, and they're unlikely to, at least until they see the final wording of the resolution. But, you know, even with the resolution, there are countries that the United States would like to see send forces to Iraq, such as Pakistan, which have their own domestic political problems. There's tremendous opposition in Pakistan to supporting what people there view as the occupation of another Muslim country. Same thing with Turkey. According to a State Department official, Turkey says a resolution would certainly be helpful. But even then, the issue would have to be put to the Turkish parliament, which blocked Turkey's participation in the war itself, despite great financial incentives being offered by Washington.
Anyone putting a timetable on getting a resolution?
No, and U.S. officials indicate that it's not going to be immediate. There's simply more work to be done. But that being said, there is a deadline. There's a donors' conference for Iraq next month in Madrid, and the United States certainly is going to want to have a resolution in hand before that meeting.
NPR's Vicki O'Hara in New York.